President Trump's opposition to offshore wind may already be having an impact in New Jersey. From WHYY News' climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports a project off the Jersey Shore appears to be losing a key partner.
Oil giant Shell is reportedly withdrawing from the Atlantic Shore's offshore wind project. President Trump recently said he hoped a wind farm planned off the Jersey Shore would be dead and gone, and issued an executive order halting new wind project approvals in federal waters. Atlantic Shores has already gotten its approvals, but it hasn't started construction yet. It's expected to produce enough electricity to power hundreds of thousands of homes. Bloomberg reported Shell told investors it's writing off a loss of nearly $1 billion on the project, which it was developing alongside EDF Renewables. EDF says it's still committed to the project, and for now, Shell retains a 50% ownership stake. Chris Olith directs the Special Initiative on Offshore Wind, a think tank that supports offshore wind development. She says Trump's order could affect Atlantic Shores construction.
Even when projects are technically fully permitted, it's almost unheard of for a major infrastructure project to not to have to go back to a federal regulator for, you know, some type of, you know, adjustment to their permits. And if that regulator is not open for business, then they're putting a lot of risk in starting construction of a project.
Even before Trump took office, the offshore wind industry was struggling with supply chain issues and high interest rates. In 2023, Ørsted pulled out of its offshore wind project nearby. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.